Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph and Beis, and today is the Das Moshe Das Yehudis Gemara in Shas, and we will get to that Mishnah Be'ezus Hashem in a couple of minutes. But first, we are on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had discussed cases of Nedarim. As we know, this is the crossroads. We mentioned the crossroads between Ksubis and Nedarim, which will be Be'ezus Hashem the next Masechta that we will discuss in a couple of months over the summer. But now we have Nedarim within the context of a marriage. So a man makes a neder that his wife should never go visit her parents. Right? He's had enough. He sees his parents too often, her parents, and therefore he makes a neder, she should never go there. So the Mishnah describes that it depends if they live in the same town as the parents or not. That was part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah discussed cases where he made a neder, that, or he was madir hur, somehow connected it, and therefore made it chal. Right, we mentioned yesterday the Tosfos Rid was bothered. How could he even make such a neder? How could he make a neder to control her behavior? You know, it's her behavior. Ain adam oser davar she'eino shelo, so to speak. So how does this work? So you figure out a formulation that works. But he makes the neder that she shouldn't go to a beis ha'avel or a beis ha'mishteh. So again, yotzi v'iteng suba, he has to divorce her right away because he's closing off something in front of her. But if he says he has a good reason, so then it works. Okay, so let's get back though to the first halacha. The Mishnah had said that if they live in the same town, bizman shehub ima bi'ir, if they're in the same town, so then 1 month he's bekaimer, and 2 months he's yotzi v'iteng suba. But if they live in this different city, then it depends on yontif. Regal echad yikayim, one yontif, so then they could stay married, but three yamim tovim, no. So the obvious shaila is 1 versus 3, so what about the middle case? Says the Gemara. Hagufa kasha. The Mishnah is inherently contradictory. Amart regel ache echad yikayim. If the neder is only for one yantif, then they could stay married. Hashnaim yotzi v'iteng suba. Mash, but if it was for two chagim, so then, again, not depending on time. Even if it's right before Pesach. So it's the shortest amount of time before two chagim, yotzi v'iteng suba. Ema seifa, but the second line says, shlosha yotzi v'iteng suba. Three chagim, then he has to give a ksuba, hashnaim mikayim. But two, he would be able to mikayim his wife. So which is it? What is the halacha of two? So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, Amar Abaya, Seifa son, Lekohenes, Vereb Yehudahi. Maybe similar to what we said earlier, the Seifa, the second line, is really a different opinion in the Tanaim. Reb Yehuda, who always adds on time because we want to give an Ashes Kohen and a Kohen more time to stay married because they wouldn't be able to undo what they did. So maybe that's Reb Yehuda, which is a little difficult because the other Mishnayos say Reb Yehuda Beferish, and here we're just guessing that it is a separate line. Number one. Number two, Rabba Bar Ula Amar Lo Kasha Kad Beredufa Gam B'Sheina Redufa. Here it depends if she is Redufa, if she is commonly going to her father and mother's house. That's the Shaila. Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what does this mean, Redufa and Ena Redufa? Rashi says, well, it depends on the person. Depends on the woman. If it's a woman who's always, she's very connected, she's having separation anxiety and pains to separate from her parents, the hayu l'basar echad, right, and the al yazov ish hazavav es imo is a little more difficult for her. So then, she gets more time, right? Redufa, Rashi says, Leilech lebeis aviha, tamid, shnayim yotzi, she'enam redufa, shnayim yakayim. Right, if she's always going there, I'm sorry, the opposite, right, if she's always going there, then he wants her to be, she wants her to be away, but she needs to go there. And therefore, if it's already 2 months, two chagim, that she can't go there, then you have to divorce her, because it's so hard for her. Mashenkit, if it's ainu redufa, then even shnayim yikayim. So Rashi says it goes by the individual woman. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, no, that the redufa and ainu redufa is not talking about the specific woman, it's talking about the first chag after, or the other chagim. Tosfos quotes at the bottom, Tosfos, Pirshu Rabbeinu Chananel, De regel rishon, he regila leilecho lahagid shivcha beis avia. The first yontif they're married. And that's called redufa. Because she's used to going there, and she wants to go there. Regel sheni ain't redufa kol kach. The second one is not as, she's not as dachuf to go there. So, little machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, what is redufa and ain't redufa me? Okay, but once we're talking about marriage and women always wanting to go back to their parents' house. So we darshan a couple of psukim in Tanakh. First in Shir HaShirim, Az Hayisi Be'enav K'motzei Shalom, I was like in his eyes, right? This is Shir HaShirim, the connection between the man and the woman. I was like K'motzei Shalom, like someone who found completion, completeness. Shalom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kechala Shenimsei Shleima Beis Chameha, like a Kala who is found to be complete, and everybody loves her and praises her in her in-law's house, V'reduf Alelech Ulahagit Shifcha Beis Aviyah, and she wants to run back and tell her parents, look, it's amazing here, everybody loves me, it's wonderful. That's what the level of love that was reached in Shir HaShirim. V'haya b'yom ahu ne'um Hashem tikri'i ishi v'lo tikri'i od ba'ali. It will come on that day that we'll reach the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call us ishi and not ba'ali. Ishi is a more personal way of speaking. Ishi, not ba'ali. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan kechala b'beis chameha v'lo kechala b'beis aviyah. Like a kala in her in-law's house and not in her father's house. Meaning, like a nesua and not like an arusa. Right? That's the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael that he wishes on that day. That's what it will occur. Any mefarshim talk about what's the difference between these two levels. Rav Soloveitchik has a maimar where he, in his hesped that he gave for his uncle, the Briska Rav, the Griz, called Ma Dodeich Midod, right, it was his uncle, quoting on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, but there he quotes, Erisin v'Nisuin. The difference between Erisin and Nisuin is stark, right? Our Gemara here talks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us, he wants us to have the relationship with him of Nisuin, not Erisin. So what's the root difference? They're both levels of marriage, right? There's no such thing as engagement in halacha, really. So both levels of marriage. So what's the difference? He relates it to the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that every Jew has erisin to the Torah. Every Jew has erisin to the Torah. That's why a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah, because it's Gili Arayas, because every Jew has erisin to the Torah. But Al Tikrei Morasha Ela Ma'orasa. But explains Rav Soloveitchik, some Jews have Nisuin to the Torah. What's the difference between Erisin and Nisuin? Only Yechidei Skula have Nisuin with the Torah. What, but what about Erisin? He explains. Erisin and Nisuin, Shnei Shlavim Hei Metalich Chalosa Ishus. There are two stages, but they're very different. Yesh Hevdel Mesuyam Bein Shnei Shlavei HaRealizatia Shel Hiskashrusa Ishus. There's a difference. Erisin Mushtatim Al Kinyan V'Hazika Nikvas Aydei Pu'ulat Suranit Halachit Chukit. Erisin is a formal kinyan. Kinyan means, as we've said, doesn't mean acquisition. Kinyan, one form of a kinyan is acquisition, but kinyan means a status change. A status change. A woman's status changes, and therefore is called a kinyan. Hashem is the Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. So he doesn't buy the world, but he created the world, and therefore it's his. Uman kuna b'sheva kli. Right? He is, it's his. And Erisin is like that. Erisin is a kinyan. Hazika hi kinyanit isurit. Arus va'arusa shtei chativot existentialiot. Right? There's still two individuals, two people, that come together, and they are connected halachically, formally, through a kinyan. She still lives b'beis aviyah, hu gar b'beiso, hayiudim shonim hein. They still have two different destinies, two different everything. Nisuin is different. Nisuin is not just what we might call formal halachic, iser related. Right? What do we say in the bracha? Va'asar lanu asarusos. But what's Nisuin? Heter lanu asanisuos lanu. Nisuin is the emotional, social, connection that makes the two into one. That makes the two individuals into one. Ain't pulas nisuin misuyemas kayemas klal. As we've said before a number of times at this mesecta, we don't even know what chupa nisuin is. Kiddushim, we know exactly what it is. It's a kinyan. It's either kesef or shtar or via. What's chupa? Seven opinions. Why? Because the point isn't the act that's done, but the result that is achieved through the act of the husband and the wife being together, forming a unit, standing under a canopy together, having yichud together, whatever the siman is. Ein ma'isa kinyan karuch b'nisuin ve'ein chalosam zeha im ha'bechina ha'tzuranit ha'lachit shamarecha ta'ishus. What is chuppah? Ha'aris v'arusa korchim is chayeyim b'kiyim achid. They come together. Go raleyim mizmazgim. Their destinies bodies become meshed. Yesh biyichud chupa min simliyut shel shituf nisyonos. They now are a shared unit. Habav al isha nesua kol echad bochein levav mishnehu. Margishes chaviyato. They each feel for the other. Yodeas halach rucho. Etc. And he continues beautifully along these lines. So he says, in that context, that's what it means, that every Jew has eris into the Torah. Every Jew is connected in a certain way. But to have nisu into the Torah, what does that mean? To feel the heartbeat of the Torah. To be one with the Torah. So that's yichidei skula. One has to be moser nefesh and kill themselves. Ein adam, right? You're not called a Torah unless you're meimisat small divrei Torah, as Chazal say. But even with that, to feel the heartbeat of the Torah, to be one, to look everything I see in life, is from a Torah perspective. That's a very, very high level. And that's what he described his uncle, the Brisker Rav. That was the context. That the elders of Erison, a few Yechidei Skula, have Nisuin. And then when he was Difter, 22 years ago, this past week, right, so then they related this Hespit to him as well. But that is a certain halachic intuition that comes with having Nisuin to the Torah. He likes to quote that Rashi in Parshat Tetzaveh, where Rashi quotes, "I'm not sure what the Ephod looked like. But Libi Omer Li, my heart tells me," and then there's a 25-line Rashi about what the ephod looked like, about the type of apron that the women wear when they go on horses, right? That's a Rashi halachic intuition, Libi Omer Li, right? Because Rashi had Nisu into the Torah. So that's exactly what's going on here with the Pasuk in Sefer Hosea, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Don't call me Bali, I don't want you to be Bali anymore. I want you to be Ishi. I want you to have that deep connection that Nisuin reflects, and not just Erisin." And again, the other Achronim, the Hafla here and the Marsha, also talk about the relationship between Erisin and Nisuin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on the last line, Hamader es ishto v'chulu. So this is going on the second half of the Mishnah. The man makes a neder that his wife can't go to weddings or go to houses of Beis HaAvel. So, Bishlam ala Beis HaMishteh. I understand by Beis HaMishteh what it means. Ika Noel befaneha. Right, the Mishnah says he can't do that because he is closing in front of her. So, I understand what he's closing in front of her. You can't go to a wedding. Why? Because going to a wedding is simcha. And you're closing off pathways of simcha for her. Rashi says on top, Deles shel simcha u Pikuach, or change to pikuche tsar, lessening of pain. Meaning, you're going to get in a great mood when you go to a wedding. So if you don't let her go to the wedding, you're closing off this area of life. Elo lebeis ha'avel, mainol befana ika. But what's wrong with not letting her go to a beis ha'avel? What are you closing off? So the Gemara says, Tana lemachar himesa. What happens? She's going to know that she's going to die at some point in the future. Vein kol bir yasofta, then nobody's going to be maspid her. If she doesn't go take part and do the mitzvah, so then nobody's going to do it for her. Nobody's going to give her a eulogy. V'ika d'amri ain kol birya sofna. Or nobody's going to be sofna, which Rashi says means kovra. Meaning, kishem shelo gam la chesed, kach lo yigmalu ima. Right, tits for tat. If she doesn't do chesed, so then chesed is not going to be done for her. And that's what you're closing off. You're closing off the chesed that she would want to have done for herself. Tanya, hi, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "My dichsev, what does the pasuk mean in Koheles? Tov leleches al beis avel mi leches al beis mishteh. It's better to go to a beis avel than to go to a beis mishteh. Ba'asher hu sof kol ha'adam, because that is the end of all. V'achai yitein el libo." End quote. And everyone who's alive will place onto his heart. That's also related to, we mentioned a couple of days ago, if somebody has to do two things, has to go pay a shiva call and go to a wedding. Right, you have to go say ma'alzav and a simcha. What do you do first? Where do you go first? Tov alechaz abeisav abelechaz abeisamishteh. If there's a choice, in the matter, that's what the pasuk says in Koheles. So, my v'achai yitena libo, what does this pasuk mean? That it's better to go to a beis ha'avel, and the chai shall place on his heart dvarim shel misa. Right, he shall place in his heart what he learns in the Beis HaAvel. Right, meaning, desafed yispadune, whoever gives eulogies will be eulogized. Dekaver yikbarune, whoever does the mitzvah of kvura, helps out, he will be taken care of as well. Didal yidlune, whoever raises their voice in wailing and crying, they'll wail for you. Delavai yilavune, whoever does levayas hames, goes to a levaya. So they will also have people come to their levaya. Ditan yitanune, you know, whoever carries the aron, you know, will have people carry their aron. Meaning this is what chesed is all about. Chesed is a mutual obligations, societal obligations, and therefore one has to realize if I don't put into it, I'm not going to get anything out of it. The Ritva here really has two opinions about this. The Ritva says that one is exactly what we just said. B'mid klomar, b'mida shehu modei lebrios, b'dvarim elu ba modedin lo. That's what it means, v'chayitin alibo. It means, you know, if you want this done on a very practical level, if you want this done for yourself, so you better do it to others. You want people to visit you? It applies to all Beit Adam Bachadero. You want people to visit you, so you have to go visit others. You want people to take care of you, so you have to go take care of others. V'hainu kamas nisan, v'yesha pirshu, and then says the Ritva, maybe a deeper idea. V'chayitin alibo, it's not just on a practical level. You want it, you want yourself to be taken care of, so you better do this. No, v'chayitin alibo just means you should start thinking about serious things in life. We have to start realizing that life is finite, and life is only 120 years. And v'chayitin alibo, and this is probably what we feel even more when we go to a shiva house. You know, we realize what life's about, and that, you know, the important things, what do we want people saying after 120 years at our Beis HaAvel? Right, that's the Ritva says on a deeper level what v'chayitin alibo means. She'yitin alibo in yoni hamisa, ki sov kol adam lamus. That's what the pasuk means. V'chayitein alibo. V'yavavi she'eino inyan l'mayda ayri be'bishmaitzin. And even though that's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says the first pshat of, you know, you want it done to you, but so you do it for others. But says the Ritva, I think that's another idea in the pasuk. V'hanachon d'travayu isnehu. V'hako b'chlam davar hamikra hazeh. Right, both things are included in this pasuk of v'chayitein alibo. On the practical level of, you know, you want it done, so you do it to them. And number two, that you should just think about these ideas. If you look in the hafla on our Gemara, the hafla, as we know, the Rebbe Chassam Sofer wrote the hafla on Ksubas, wrote the makneh on Kiddushin. Those are his two major works on Shas. So says the Afla, the Efshe Lefarish, along these lines, Mash Amar Chazal, Shlosha Takanos Lahargiz Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara. The Gemara elsewhere says that there are three strategies that if we feel our Yetzer Hara overtaking us in a certain area, remember three things. Number one, Yasuk Batorah. Number two, if that doesn't work, Yikra Kriyashma. And if that doesn't work, Yasker Lo Yom HaMisa. Right, those are the three strategies. So he says that's the same idea, like the Ritva says, v'chayitein alibo, to realize what life's about. And the hafla connects this to keneged gimel amudei olam, sha'olam omeit aleihem, Torah avoda and gimel chasadim. Why? Obviously, Torah is number one. Torah is Torah. If that doesn't work, you can kriya shma, avoda. And number three, gimel chesed. Because Yom HaMisa, remember the chesed that we do, right, relating to this Gemara, right, Torah Keneged Yaakov, and then he says it's connected to the Avos, Torah Keneged Yaakov, Shai Yoshev O'alim, V'yavoda Keneged Yitzchak, Shehikriv Atzmo, Hu Inyan Kriyashma, Shu Mesiris Nefesh, V'gimilas Chasadim, U'bechines Avraham, Shai Bechines Chesed, V'hisarer al zeh, Shu Yizkar Yom HaMisa, Kamosha Nemar Ba'Avraham, Ba'anochi Afra Va'efer. V'ho'inyan, what does it mean? Shai Yizkar She'ein Adam Shalo Yitzarech Lazeh HaGimilas Chesed Shal Emes. There's nobody in life that's not going to need this. This is the only chesed that we can't do to ourselves. Maybe we could make ourselves better by Bikur Cholim, and we could make ourselves feel better by Nichum Avelim, but by Kfuras Hames, not happening. Shalo yuchal l'shalem gemulo od. Can't be done, right? And that's what it means. Tov l'aleches, hu sheyizko yom ha-misa. Kvo shomer chazal, histaka b'shlosh dvarim b'inat ha-balidei aveira. V'lios she'ena dome re'iyo l'shmiya. Alkein tov l'leches v'liros k'mosha kasa migever yichyev v'lo yireh. Right, ain't a dov mishvila re'iyah. When we go to a Beis HaKfaris, when we go to a shiva house, you know, it makes a roshim, and therefore says the hafla. That's what this gemara is about. One final point, and that is, Rav Shechter has in Be'ikvei Hatzon in Simen Tezayin, we know the phrase of Chesed Shel Emes. And usually we translate that to mean, right, everything that happens after a person dies is called a chesed shel emes, because this is something that you know you're not getting a tashlum gmul. Right, a person's from this person, at least. right? In general, you're getting, because that's our Gemara. Why do I bury? Because I know, and eventually, that a person will be buried themselves. So that is a tashlum gemul from the tzibur, but from the individual, it's not going to happen. You might say that, you know, but when I go visit somebody who's sick, I want him to come visit me when I'm sick. When I go lend somebody money, because I want them to lend me money when I'm in hard times. But kvura, he's never going to do it for me. And that's why it's called a chesed shel emes. It's an emes chesed because there's no tashlam gemul. That's the usual understanding. But he quotes that there's a second understanding. And that is, we know that all people are created b'tzelem Elokim. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that the chosamu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Hashem's signet is emes. Right, Gemara says that there was a certain petak that fell down from Shemayim, and emes was written on it. That's the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokeichem, emes. Right, it's emes. And therefore, whenever we act like Hashem, we are fulfilling that Tzelem Elokim element of Emes. Whenever we copy Hashem, whenever we fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of the halakhta bedrachav. The ultimate form of that is when there's no tashlum gemul, because Hashem doesn't get anything out of it. Hashem is ultimately meitiv, and doesn't get anything out of it. So that's why kvura, where we don't get anything out of it, that's the ultimate acting like Hashem, acting like Emes. Chosamu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, a deeper level, that it's chosam, that it's a chesed shel emes. The chesed shel otsim b'machayim hu b'tara shibudim, kemo chiyuvei mamanis. V'zeo agedr b'kol mitzvos v'nadam l'chaveiro. Ma she'en kein chesed shel otsim b'mameisim, she'eno b'tara shibud. De'en shibudim l'meis, elo b'mchinas mitzvah, she'v'nadam l'atzmo, u'me'en hadzbaka b'midos av yizbarach, v'yal karcha hu nikra chesed shel emes. De'ikr v'shorosh l'chol ha'midas kulan u'midas ha'emes. Ka'amur. And that's why he describes that why how every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, because every Jew has that midah of emes inside of him. That is another level why it's called a chesed shel emes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara two dots. V'imayatoy mishum davar acher rashoy. If he says, after saying that his wife can't go to the wedding or the like, he says, well, I have a good reason. Davar acher rashoy. So then it's allowed. My davar acher. What's the good reason? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mishum bnei adam prutzim shemesuyim sham. Because there's not a good crowd there, right? There's a crowd that's could affect my wife negatively. So that's why he makes the neder. So if he gives a good reason and it's proven, so then it's okay. Amar of Ashi lo amarin ella de ischazik. That's only if we know that there's a bad crowd there. Avalo ischazik lo kol kamini. If he's just guessing, he's just saying, you know what? I'm not sure who's going to be there, so you can't go. Right? Not the greatest for the relationship anyway. But you know, that's if it's not known, if it's not muchsak, that status. So then, he doesn't have the right to do this. V'imamar la manashe tomri v'chulu, the last section of the Mishnah. If he says, I'll be made for your neder, as long as you tell so-and-so what you told me or what I told you, etc. You repeat a conversation. Says the Gemara, what's wrong with that fatema? Why can't she just say that? What are we talking about in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav, the Talmud of Shmuel, says, Dvarim shel kalon. No, what he wants her to repeat are embarrassing statements, right? Shameful statements. Dvarim shel kalon. What does exactly that mean? So Rashi quoted here in the Shita Mekubetza says, it means something embarrassing about the person you're talking to. That's what he wants. That's Dvarim shel kalon. Kalon, shame of the person you're talking to. If you look in the Tosas Rid and you look in the Rambam, no, they say Dvarim shel kalon means private discussions and conversations that the husband and wife have b'shas tashmish. That's what it means. Tosas Rid says, Shehaisha medaberes in baila b'shas tashmish. That's what it means. Private conversations between the husband and the wife. That's what she does not want to say over. Or if he makes the t'nai, the last line of the Mishnah, he makes the t'nai. As long as you spill out the garbage, right? She tamala umaare la ashpa. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara Vitzavid, what's wrong with that? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, again, Shetismale Vinofetzes. No. It's a euphemism. What it means is that he doesn't want her to become pregnant. So he says, after we're together, act in a certain way to prevent yourself from becoming pregnant. To be motzi the zera. That's what it means. To be, nofetzes. Bimathisa tana, Shetamale, Asara, Kadimayim, Vitara la Ashba. Or a different pshat. Go carry out 10 big jugs of water and dump it outside. Meaning just some foolish behavior he's asking her to do. 2 days. So Bishlam al Shmuel. I understand according to Shmuel why that's grounds for divorce. Mishim hachi yotzi v'tenksuba. I understand that's why that's grounds for divorce. Rashi doesn't say anything here. So why is that grounds for divorce? Why? What's the problem? So if you look here again in the Shita B'Kubetz, says he has both two days here. The Shita says number one, Mefarish B'Yerushalmi, V'Taima Dehacha Diyotzi O Mishum De Amra Be'ina Chutzol Yado Mar Lekvura. Number one, she says, I want to have a kid. I need somebody in my older age to take care of me, so I don't want to not become pregnant. Number one, O Mishum De'ika Isura B'Davar. Or there's an iser involved. What iser? Continues the Shita. Diyaf agav de lo mifkada apirya verivya, asur lo lahash chazera lavatala. Even though she's not mitzuv on puravu, she has the iser of hashchasa zera. So we mentioned this back in the third parak and earlier, whether a woman, a machlokas rishonim, whether a woman is mitzuva in the iser of hashchasa zera. The Gemara in the second parak in Nita talks about the terrible, state, the terrible, avera this is, ki'ilu, shafach damim, ki'ilu maybe mabul la'olam, the iser of hashchasa zera. It definitely applies to men. What about applied to women? That's a machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. Is it dependent on Puravu? Women are for sure not obligated, according to what we paskin, in Puravu. So is that, Hashachas HaZera connected to that? So that's the Shita here. This might be the two deus in the Shita. Right? The second deus says that woman is mitzuva and Hashachas HaZera of a man. And therefore, that's why this is grounds for divorce, because it is an isser. Is an isser. Not just a, oh, I want a child to be able to help me out as I get older. 2 days in the Shita. So back to the Gemara. So Bishlamal Lishmuel Mishamachi Yotvi Deksuba. So according to Shmuel, I understand those two possibilities. Why he has to divorce her? El Olamas Nisa Mainafgalamina Seved. But what's the difference about carrying out 10 jugs of water? What's so bad about that? Amar Abarachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishem Shenires Kishote. She looks like a fool. She doesn't want to look like a fool. You know, people are going to think of her and laugh at her. That's why it's grounds for divorce. Amar of Kana Hamadras Ishto Shlo Tishal Vishlo Tashil. If he makes a neder, he doesn't allow his wife to borrow or lend out different kalim, nafe v'kvara v'rechayim v'tanur, different types of normally used kalim in the kitchen. Yotzi v'yitin k'suba, again he has a divorce, or shemasiya shemra b'shcheino seha, because he's giving her a bad name. Giving her a bad name. Meaning why? If she doesn't lend out, then for sure she doesn't lend out, because she's not going to be nice. But even the other way, even not borrowing, why? Because again, the Shita B'Kubetz says, because if she doesn't borrow, people will say, why doesn't she ever borrow anything? It must be that she doesn't want us to borrow from her. And that's why she's not lending us. So either way, it's going to cause a shame ra. Tani nami hachi, hamadu ezitzo shalot tishal v'shalot tashil, nofa v'kfar v'rechayim v'tanur, yotzi v'iteng suba. In all these cases, you have to divorce her, mipnei shemasir shame ra, b'shcheino secha, b'shcheino se. V'chein hi. And also the same thing also. He should nadra. If she makes her own neder, shalot tisha, shalot tashal, nafa v'kvara v'richayim v'taner, v'shalot tarog begadim noim labanav. She's not going to sew anything. Teitzei shalot b'ksuba. B'vnei shabasiyato shemra b'shchenav. Because then she's giving him a bad name. Because they're going to think, oh, what's going on in this marriage? What's his wife? Etc. Okay, here we go. V'elu yotzo shalot b'ksuba. The following individuals, the following women, are divorced without a ksuba, and if it was the opposite case, then he would have to divorce them with a ksuba. But this is the case, just the case given, is Yotzeis Shelo B'Ksuba. The Mefarshim point out, this is after Hasra'ah, after she was warned. Right? It's not automatic, before, after she was warned, and the Ritva says, even just one time after warning, is basis for this. So, what is it? Ha'overas aldas Moshe v'Yehudis. Whoever violates the laws of Moshe and the laws of Jews. What does that mean? So, most assume, das Moshe means, beferish yisuri dinim daraisa. That's das Moshe. Das Yehudis are ancient customs that Klal Yisrael have done over many, many centuries. That's Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. Das Moshe, Rashi says, is Shenoagu Benos Yisrael V'Afal. I'm sorry. Das Moshe is Dindaraisa. Das Yehudis, Shenoagu Benos Yisrael V'Afal Gav De Lo Ksiva. Right? Benos Yisrael have been knowing this, even though it is not Beferish written. Or the Rambam's Lashon also says the same in Perech of Dalid. The Rambam's Lashon is the Lashon Minhag Tznius Shenoagu Benos Yisrael. Minhag Tznius, right, is not beferish a separate din daraisa. So what is it? Vezui das Moshe. What are some examples of das Moshe that are grounds for divorce for breaking up the marriage? These aren't just stam averos that she's being, she or he is being wicked and an avarian. But these averos are specifically undermining the marriage, and therefore he has rights to divorce her without a ksuba. So number one, vezui das Moshe, machiloso sheinu musar. She gives him non-kosher food without telling him, as we'll see. The case in the Mishnah is that she gives him untithed, right, without miser taken off. But the Rosh, the Ritva Seh, means any non-kosher. If he gives her chazer, if he gives her anything. Umishabsha sonida. She doesn't go to the mikvah. And she's with him without saying that she is a nida. Velo kotza lachala. Similarly, she's not mafrisha chala from the dough that is in the house. Vinoderes veinem mekayemes, what we alluded to yesterday. She makes the nedarim and does not fulfill them. The Gemara will explain what this has to do with the marriage. Again, it's a terrible thing. But what does it have to do with marriage? That's all examples of Das Moshe. Vezei Das Yehudis. What's Das Yehudis? And the Gemara will talk about, aren't some of these Das Moshe? So we'll have to figure out what exactly the Mishnah means. Yotze v'rosha parua. If a woman goes out without her head covered, number one. Number two, tava bashuk. She spins thread in the marketplace. What exactly is she doing wrong? We'll see. Umedaberes im kol adam. And she flirts and speaks to all different men. She acts in an unsneas fashion. All those cases are, all these cases are yotza shelo b'ksuba. The Rambam says, even if the husband decides that he doesn't want to divorce his wife, and they stay married, he does not have to pay her a ksuba. Why? Because the whole purpose of the ksuba is shalote kalabein of lahotziya, and here we don't care if they get divorced. We even might suggest it. And therefore the Rambam says, perach avdal at halacha tezayin, ela imratza lo yotzi, biyavu bishal lahotzi ein laksuba, shaksuba takaras chachavim, kadesh lo tekalabein av lotziya, aval elu aprutzos, ein lo takana zu, ela tekalabein av lotziya, allow them to be married without a ksuba. The Ritva quotes this Rambam, and then says, verov chokin alav bazeh. So, and it says in the bottom, lo matzasi. Meaning, what is the rov arguing on? Does it mean Rove argue that they shouldn't, is Bezin going to force them to get divorced? Or Rove argues that if they stay married, they should have a ksuba? So that's not clear, but that's the Rambam Shita and the Ritva's argument on that Shita. The Chalkas Bechokek writes in Shulchan Aruch on this halacha in Kuftes Vav that if they do stay married and she does tshuva and she doesn't do this anymore, that she does get a ksuba, but you have to write a new ksuba because the first one was Nimchal. First of all, Nimcha says the Chalkas Machokek, but the Rambam's halacha doesn't apply forever. If she changes her ways, then she does get a ksuba, but the Nimcha Shibuti, the first one, and therefore you have to write another one. So continues the Mishnah. Abishal Omer, Afa Makalelas, Yoldav, Bifanav. Also, a woman who curses his parents in front of him. Right, somebody who does not have that covet. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Afa Kolanis, also a woman whose voice can be heard outside. Ezu Kolanis, Lekashima Daberes, Medokbeso, Ushchenea Shomen Kola. A woman who talks inside her house and her neighbors could hear her. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly she is talking about. Fine. Machila Toshena Ma'usar, Yidiyorodea, Hilchas Nida, Kufpegim. Says the Gemara, Machila Toshena Ma'usar, Seichi Dami, what's the case of a woman who gives food to her husband that's not ma'usar, hechidami ita yada, if he knew it was not kosher, nifrosh. So let him just not eat it. Ida lo yada, and if he didn't know and doesn't know, mina yada. So how'd he find out? Mina yada, so how does he know? What's the case here that he ate, right? Rashi. Mi amar lo acharechein shuba lahotziya. Who told him afterwards? So lo tzricha da amra le ploni kohen tikin li esakri. Where she says, so and so took off chumas and maestras. Kohen here is not used in the literal sense of kohen. Kohen sometimes means just a kosher person. We had in the first parak, right, when a woman was with somebody, we had yichud with somebody, ploni kav a kohen who, right, it doesn't mean that dafka kohen. But she says, so-and-so was misakin my kri, v'ozol shayli v'shtachach shikra, and you find out that he went to the person who the woman says, you know, took off shumas and maestras, and the guy says, I have no idea what you're talking about. So when he ate it, he had no idea, but now he finds out, 2 days in the ritva here, what is one person enough? If is one person enough to say it wasn't Mesukan, or do you need two Adim? Is one person enough for the basis for divorce here? So that is a machlokes 2 days in the Ritva. He's noted to say even one person. Noted to say even one person. The Chashuk Echemed here is a shayla. There was a bakery right after Pesach that was selling baked goods from flour that it said all over it, Nitchan la'achar Pesach. Nitchan la'achar Pesach. And v'nisbarer, and it came out that the store was lying. And it was Nitchan from flour from before Pesach, but they had sold their chametz. So it was still kosher. But does the store lose their cheskas kashrus because they did lie? They said Nitchan, everybody wants Nitchan la'achar Pesach, that hidur. So the Chashuk Echemed discusses, it's just a hidur, it's not a mi'ikar hadin, but they lied. So, yes, I think that they do lose their ne'amanis until they prove it again that they would do something otherwise. But it relates that to this line over here. Continuing. What's the case? That she is with him when she's a nida. Ida yada ba nifrash. If he knows that she's a nida, so then don't be with her. Ida lo yada nismuchi lave. And if not, then he's allowed to rely on her. This is the source for even one of the sources for Eidech and Mamisurin. Minayin l'nida shosaveres la'atma. How do we know that a nida can count her shiva nikiyim herself? Shenemar v'safra la shivas yamim. La la'atma. Right, so he could trust her. So how does he know? So lo tzricha, same thing. Da amar le ploni chacham tir lias adam. So and so said that I'm tahora. Va'azal shayli v'shtakach shikra. And he goes and asks the rabbi. And the rabbi says, I know what you're talking about. Your wife never came to me. Or the opposite. I said she was tamea. Or v'ibay yisema k'drev Yehuda. Or like Rabbi Yehuda says, da amar Rabbi Yehuda hochzuka nida b'shcheno say, ba'ala loka le b'shem nida. If she has a chazaka amongst her neighbors that she is a nida, she's wearing her nida clothing, right? And they all know, right? In those days, it was much more public what state of what time of the month it was. So that's enough. So that maybe that's what happened here. He didn't know that, and it came out that she was hochzuka nida b'shcheno say. Very important. Tosfos here. Tosfos says and suffer la atzma. Tosfos says v'im tomar amai ein mevareches zava al svirasa k'moshem mevarchen al svirasa omer taksiv v'safra. Why doesn't a nida net bismanazeh? We treat all nidas like zavos. So all women bismanazeh need shivin akiyim. Even though on a daraisa level there's a difference between nida and zava, and nida doesn't need shivin akiyim. Nida just meets 7 days from the start of the flow. She does a hefsek tara. Boom, she's tahora. But bismanazeh chumra d'rabbi zera. Every woman is treated like a zava. So asks Tosfos, or even just on the rights of zava, why doesn't a woman count every day? And not just count, why doesn't she make a bracha? Asher k'deshadu v'tadav zivano al sviras ziva. Like we say, al sviras ha'omer. Why doesn't she count? Says Tosfos, in a chidami, she should, but here is different because it can be undermined. What happens if she sees dam? Then memila, the whole thing is undermined. Right? You're not going to have that by sviras ha'omer. What's going to be undermined afterwards? So because this could be broken up l'mafreya, so that's why there is no counting. V'yesh lo amar de'mavarchin ala b'yovel, she'mavarchin bezim b'chol shana, she'lo olam yuchal limnos k'seder, v'chein omer, aval zava she'btira tistar, ein la limno. So she doesn't count in that way, so therefore there is no bracha. The Radvaz in the Tshuva also discusses this. He has a different approach in the Elef Kuf Beis. He says, Sfir Shiva Nekiyim, Eina Mitzvah Hechrechit. Sfir Sa'omer and Yovel, they're Chiyuvim. Chiyuvim Daraisis. By Sfir Zava, if she wants to become Tahora, she should count Shiva Nekiyim. She doesn't want to become Tahora, let's say a woman's not married. See, a single girl, she doesn't count Shiva Nekiyim. She doesn't count Sfir Zava. I mean, Bizbana Amigdash, maybe she does. Because she wants to be able to eat Truma and Beis Amigdash and Karbanos. So maybe, but what if she doesn't? She has no interest in Beis Amigdash and Karbanos. So there's no chiyuv, so that's why the Radvaz says also there wouldn't be a bracha. Which isn't totally clear because there are many mitzvahs that are not chiyuvim, but you make a bracha. On shchita, you make a bracha. You don't have to eat meat, right? If you want to eat meat, you have to make a bracha. Netilas yadayim, you don't have to wash if you don't want to eat bread. But so there's a difference. There is though the Shlach Kadosh in, according to the Pisrei Tshuva Nilchas Nida, we're not going to look for it now, it's Kuf Tzadik Vav Dalid. The Shlach Kadosh quoted is that there is a lechachila for the woman not to make a bracha, but to count. To count verbally every day of the Shiva Nekiyim. Hayom, yom, whatever. Right? So we don't make her the paskin like that, Shlach Kadosh. A woman has to be aware of her Shiva Nekiyim. She has to know what day it is, but she doesn't have to verbalize it. She wants to. She wants to be yosi that shlach kadosh. Okay, but meikra din, as long as she knows that she's in shiv nekiyim, so that is the halacha meikra hadin. Right, it's an important question. Let's say a woman thinks that shiv nekiyim is finished. She thinks she has a kesen that's going to ruin it. So then she does another hefsik, and then the next day the rabbi says that it was tahora. She never lost it. That's a serious shaila. A woman should always consider herself tahora unless proven otherwise. Right, that's the general rule that the posik will say. Okay, continue. V'lo kotza l'chala. And another example, he doesn't give her, is that kotza chala? Hechida mi'idi yada nifrash. Yidu lo yada mina yada. Same thing, lo tzricha. Da amr le ploni gabal tikin li'asa isa. V'azo shai li v'shtakak shikra. You go ask the kneader, and he says, I know what she's talking about. V'no deres v'yine mekayemes. So how does that affect a marriage? Da amr mar ba'avo nedarim banim mesim. Because of the sin of nedarim, children die. Shine amar al titin espicha l'achtias b'sarecha v'gomer. What are the maisi adayim that are affected by the person's neder? Havi omer, banavu banosav. Rav Nachman amar mehacha, lashav ikesi es benechem, lashav al iske shav. For the shvu o shav, it is affected. Right? It's a difficult concept in terms of one person's sin affecting others, especially when they're young. There is even a Rambam. Again, we're just going to mention it now, but it's a philosophical issue which we're not going to get into right now. The Rambam says in Perek Vav of Hilchos Shuva, he says, when people sin, sometimes, yesh chet sha'adin no sein efron mimenu, kol al cheto b'olam hazeh, begufo, o b'mamono, o b'banav haktanim. Shebanav shal adam haktanim, she'ein bohem das, v'lo higia l'chlal mitzvos, k'kinyano hein. Kasuv ish b'cheto yumas ad she'yase ish. The yesh chet, that is olam haba, the yesh other things, etc. So the Rambam has that line, but it's not going to get into that right now. Let's continue. But that's related to what our Gemara says. Tanya hayir meir omer kol yadei beishto shono deres veinam kayemes. If somebody knows that his wife makes the darim and does not fulfill them, yachzer v'yadi rena, he should be choser and be madir her, make more nedarim. Says the Gemara, "V'yadi rena, but my masakinla. How does that help? Ela yachzer v'yakni tena, k'deisha tadur b'fana v'yafrela. No, he should get her angry, so she should say and repeat all of her nedarim in front of him, and then he'll be able to be made for it. Right? It's just to get her to be say the nedarim again. Amrulo. So they answer, no, that's not going to help. Ein adam dar im nachash b'kvifa. You can't live with a snake in the same basket. Meaning, you're going to do this today, but she'll make another neder tomorrow." So this isn't going to be an effective way of keeping the marriage going. Tanya, similarly, Hayer Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Yadeh Beishto She Eina Kotza Lo Chala, Yachzer V'Yavash Achareha. Right? If you know she's not so ne'eman, so therefore, do it after her. Amru Lo, Eina Nadar Enachash B'Kfifa. Right? You can't always remember. Ma Damasi La Aha Kol Shekein Ahach. Right? The one who says that it is, you learn it on Chala, then kol shekein on nedarim. Why? Because it's not shchiach, it's not so common. Avamandamas niyahach avoha zidna demikri v'achel. But even if you say for nedarim it would be okay, maybe for chala it wouldn't be because that's much more common. Period. Ve'ezu, that's all das Moshe. Ve'ezu, das Yehudis. So we can spend the rest of the a whole shiur on the following couple of lines, but we'll have to squeeze in what we can. What is Das Yehudis? The first example given is a woman going out without her head covered. Yotzev Rosha Parua, ask the Gemara. That's a din daraisa. That's not Das Yehudis. That Rosha Parua daraisa. He dechsiv upares Rosha Isha. By an Isha Nida, we uncover her head. Vitana devei Rabbi Yishmael, asar lebaros Yisrael, shlo yesu peparua Rosh. So that's, you see, that it's a din daraisa. Rashi has two deis here, right? What exactly is the raya from the Isha Sota? How exactly what does it mean? Rashi says it's clear that the normal way of Benos Yisrael is to have her head covered if we embarrass the Isha Sota by uncovering her hair. So it's a din daraisa. According to Rove, it's mamish a din daraisa. There are some that say it's a strong derabanan. Either way, it doesn't matter for us. It's a din. So I ask the Gemara, isn't it din daraisa? The Gemara says, that's the pashtus. Daraisa, kalsa shaper dummy. Daraisa is a semi-covering. Meaning, with some hair showing, with this type of basket that was covering the hair, Das Yehudis, tafilo kalsa nami aser. But the second level of Das Yehudis, which is also the halacha, then even a kalsa would be okay. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about it. Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, kalsa ein ba mishum perua rosh. If she's wearing a kalsa, there's no problem. Says the Gemara, why not? Havi bar Abzera, hecha, where is she? Ilema bashuk, if she is bashuk, which the Ritva says beferish, and the other Rishonim, and there's no other Rishon that gives a different shot. Shuk means when there are other people around. Doesn't mean literally the marketplace. Ilema bashuk das Yehudisi. So it's das Yehudis that she has to wear that a kalsa is not enough. Ve'ela b'chatzer. Well, we're talking about b'chatzer, which means she's privately at home in her own chatzer and there's nobody else around. There, that's what we're talking about. Imkein lo hinachta bas la'avram avinu, she'yoshevet tachas ba'ila. Then it's impossible. Why? Because women sometimes take their head uncovered in front of their husbands. Right? And we know that's mutter, if it's just in front of the husband. Right? Just in parentheses. Right? Not everybody's on the level of Kimchis, famous woman in Yuma, that was zocha to have seven kohanim gedolim as children, because the walls of her house never saw the hair of her head. Right? That's not mikra din. Mikra din at home, a woman is only in front of her husband, she's allowed to have her head covered. No problem. Amar Abai, v'tamer of kahana, mechatzel lechatzer v'derach mavi. We're talking about a semi-private. Mechatzel lechatzer v'derach mavi. That's what we're talking about here. Rashi, delo shchichi rabim. That's the line where it says, where Rabbi Yochanan meant, kalsa ein ba mishim perei rosh. Lamaisa, the halacha is, as we know, that a woman has to have her head covered in front of anybody, except for her own primary family members. That is the din in halacha, right? What about a sheitel? Right, that's a machlokes discussion in the postgame, but it has roots already. The Shilti Gibarim in Shabbos, we discussed this way back then, in the Samach, the Masech Shabbos, he already quotes the idea of a Peah Nachris being 100% mutter, even though it looks like hair, even though men can tell a difference, it doesn't have the status of erva. Right, erev is only hair connected to the woman, but if it's not connected, it is not. This halacha is not only for Kriya Shema. Right, it's quoted two places in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim and Evan Ezer. In Aruch Chaim, it just says that a man can't say Kriya Shema in front of a woman whose hair is uncovered. So that's not the only chiyuv. The chiyuv is in Evan Ezer. The woman's hair always has to be covered when she is married. There are two interesting lemaisa possible applications that might have changed bizman hazeh. Number one is what I just mentioned. The Aruch HaShulchan, the often misquoted Aruch HaShulchan, says that bizman hazeh, because there are many women out there that don't cover, even though it's terrible, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it might not have the status of erva for Kriya Shema. That's number one. Right, hair and other parts of a woman's body obviously have different levels of erva. Right, parts of the body that are more always covered, right, we understand that hair becomes an erva when she's married. It wasn't an erva beforehand. Other parts of the body are always an erva. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the status of erva for hair might have changed for Kriya Shema. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan sometimes is misquoted as saying, oh, women don't have to cover their hair. Chas v'shalom, never said that. Number one. Number two, the other thing that might have changed is not covering hair grounds for divorce. Let's say a husband and wife are married, and then one day the woman decides not to cover her hair. Rachmana Litzlan. So is that grounds for divorce? So that is a machlokas or Moshe Feinstein and Rav Avadya Yosef. Right? Do we say, because many women out there don't do it, so we say, you know, that's it's not grounds for divorce anymore. Or we say, no, the halacha is the halacha, and therefore that's grounds for divorce. So that's a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya. But again, this is a major topic. How much hair can be showing if the head is covered? So that's not clear at all. There you have some more flexibility. To have a head covering, that's for sure. That's the din. How much hair outside, that's the question. Rav Moshe comes up with one square tefach. That's Rav Moshe's discussion in Evan Ezer, if you want to look it up. In Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Ches, I think it is. So, but that is the one square. So you got to, what is one square tefach? A tefach is four etzbos. So you got to work out. But a little bit of hair, you're in the front or in the back. You know, Rav Moshe said there is some flexibility. Some don't hold like Rav Moshe and say there can't be any hair out. That's why there are some that say sheitels are the best, because there's no hair showing under a sheitel. Others say no, some hair can. Okay, we're not getting into those details right now. Okay, let's continue. A little bit more. V'tave bashuk, a woman spinning thread in the shuk is also grounds for Yosef eating suba. So what does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel b'mariz ro'aseh l'bnei adam. It means that she's sewing in the shuk, but when she's sewing, her sleeves go up and her arms are bare. And she's showing parts of the body that are supposed to be covered. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi b'tava veret k'neged paneah. She sews in an unsneous way where the thread flows down onto her body, lo'osel makom, and therefore it makes people brings vision of people walking by to parts of her body that are not supposed to be, attention is not supposed to be brought there. So either way, it's an unsneeous behavior. She's talking to everybody. It means it in a non-sneeous way. It means she's flirting with everybody. She flirts with everybody in an inappropriate way. That is grounds for divorce. Amar Rabba Barbar Chana Zimna Chada Havikazil Na Basved Rav Ukva. One time I was buying Rav Ukva. Chazise De Hahi Arvia Tava Yasva. He saw a certain Arabian woman that was sitting. Kashadia Pilcha Vatava. She was sewing. V'tava vera kaneget paneha, right, and she was sewing in a way that was not sneeze. Kiva de chazitinon, once she saw them, pesik de lapil chashadise, she threw the spindle that she was using, and she says, amrli ulem avli plach. She was just trying to start flirting with them, so she took her spindle, threw it, she said, could you please get that for me? Omar Bam Rav Ukva Milson, Rav Ukva said something about her, as they were passing by. My Omar Ba, what did he say? Ravina Omar Tava Bashuk Omar Ba. He said, look, you see? A Jewish law says this is not appropriate. Either he compared it to a tava bashuk, rabban and amri, medaberasim koladam amarba. Either way, he said that this is not the this is not das Moshe and this is not das Yehudis. Right? We live on a different a standard of living. Abishol omer afa makalos yolada b'fanav. What does that mean? Amar v'yudam Shmuel. So the pashas of the Mishnah means she curses her husband's parents in front of her husband. So the Gemara says it's even a step further. B'makalel's yolida b'fnei molida. She curses her in-laws in front of her children or her husband's children. Meaning it's a grandparent in front of a grandchild. That's who they're cursing. V'simanech, and how do you know the Mishnah even includes this? Ephraim u'Menashe kiruvin b'shimon yuli. Right, it's even the grandparents. Right, the kavod of the grandparents is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. This is a combination of grandparents and in-laws. It's a combination of the two extensions of Kibbutz Ava'e. Amar Rabba de Amrele, she says, Nichle Arye l'saba ba'ape brei. Yeah, the saba should be eaten by a lion. Right, that's the curse that she says. Good. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Afa Kolanis, finishing up my Kolanis. Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel b'Mashmas Kola Liske Tashmish. She's very loud regarding Iske Tashmish. When they talk about it, Rashi says Kishemedaberi Maliske Ona Mariva Imo. They start fighting about different issues relating to this, and she's very loud about it. And again, this Lachor, the same would apply if he's very loud. She could demand the Ksuba. She could demand a gerushin with a ksuba. B'basisa tana b'meshameshes b'chatzar zu v'nishma kola b'chatzar acheres. Where it's not talking about it, but it's during the time when one of them is very loud. Rashi says shetashmish kasha lo v'tzoekes v'nisle gabi mumin b'masisan. According to this pshat, then that it's not her fault. It's just like it's physically painful and she has to scream out. So why don't you put this with the mumin listed in the following mishnayos? So, or in the Mishnayos in Maseches, so here and in Bechoros, well, Bechoros talks about other types of mumin for kanim and for animals, but here in our Mishnah, our parak, we're talking about for women. Okay, you're right. So it can't mean that, meaning where she screams out of pain, because that would be in the mumin. It must be the first case where she just screams about al iske tashmish. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue with more discussions of Nedarim on tomorrow's daf.